the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, it's a badass little riff.
It is. Yeah.
You sing a dirty version of it. Don't you?
Yeah, because I don't know what he says, to be honest with you.
Sweet. He's banging gongs.
Because it sounds like he says, get it on with
get
a...
Get it on.
He does.
Bang a gong. Yeah, but I thought you were doing something to a dong.
I thought he said dog.
Oh, beat
a
dog?
You're dirty sweet and you're my girl. That boy.
Bang, bang. It was a way to communicate with the musician. It was a way for them to communicate to adults without kids really understanding it.
Oh.
Like Marvin Gaye, that's a song that, you know, let's get it on. My daddy would play that throughout the house. Let's get it on.
Well, what's going on was about, he's asking her, like, hey, what are you working with?
Like, what's going on down there? Yeah. Are you packed with underwear hair?
What do you got?
What is the
buckwheat and the leg lock? Like, what's up?
You know, the country side of things. You know, I want to lay you down. Lay you down tonight.
I hate that song.
I
want
to lay you down. Why?
I don't, it's just creepy. Lay, lady, lay.
I can't believe his daddy shot him.
Brass bed.
What about lay law? I mean, good Lord.
I don't know why I don't like that song. It's not a bad
song.
She's
got him on his knees. So is Layla a trans hooker by chance?
I hope.
Oh, Lord. Layla used to be Lester.
Yeah.
That would be a new version.
Get on your knees.
Wait in the truck. I'm going to go here and this guy pretending to be a girl. Wait in the truck.
It all comes back to the Hardy song.
That's a good song, though.
Fat boy's on the side of the road. Hardy picks him up. He's hitchhiking. What's wrong? Man, I was just with this girl. This is, you know, he's not married in this little thing.
Just for the, just for the scenario.
I was with this girl. Oh, yeah, you look down. Is she not put out? Yeah, that's the way Hardy would talk. So, no, it wasn't that. Mm. She told me right as we were going to that she was born another sex. What's her address, Jeremy?
She told me right like at the end of, you know, when things were going on, like happening.
Right when you were in the batter's box, if you will.
Right in that special moment where everything's almost over, she says, I was born a dude.
All right. I'm going to go there right now.
And that didn't stop me.
Wait a minute.
No, it didn't.
I see you going for the door handle.
Yeah.
But I want you
to grab the handle.
Does that make you gay?
Jeremy, wait in the truck. I'll handle this. I'm going to go in here and I'm going to drink her liquor.
So I'm sitting in the truck, you know, in my part of the song, I'm wondering, like, are they hooking up?
Right.
Oh.
I'm in the truck. He's in the house.
And then I'm in there for so long, you're like, wait a minute.
What's taking so long?
Maybe he's into that. That's why he wanted the address. Hardy's into transsexual women.
Oh.
That's why he wanted the address. He locked you in the truck. That's what it is, pal.
Plus, am I supposed to, like...
You locked in the truck so he can go in there with Taiwan.
Well, am I missing a cue?
No,
I'm supposed
you're
to
back again, are you?
Am I supposed to go in there and catch them?
No.
Like, what is... How long he did not stay... How long I'm supposed to be out here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait in the truck and then come on in and then stop us.
Serious question. You're saying, oh, wow, it's Pride Month. You're asking that question. But if you... Like, matter of fact, I know this question, or this answer. Wasn't there a situation where a guy made love to a woman that afterwards said, by the way, I'm a man, and then that guy killed that person, and then there was a big, big controversy about it.
So are you thinking of the Jenny Jones episode that never aired?
Oh, yeah.
No, but I can see that guy's...
That's when he confessed.
Black hair or whatever.
That he loved somebody.
Yeah. Well, he was a guy.
Yeah.
And he brought a girl. Oh, it was a swerve, too.
That guy got out of jail a couple years ago.
Did he?
Yeah. He's off the radar now, but that episode never aired. That's the Montana effect.
But we've seen it, though.
Yep.
We've seen it because of...
Jimmy Jones.
Jenny. Wait a minute, Paige. Which one had the talk show? Which one coached the Dallas Cowboys? They both did. So is Coach Jenny Jones. I can't keep up. There's so many people now. I got to learn how to say
Sally.
And by the way, networks.
Sally.
We can agree the date, right? Except for some places right now, it's still the 23rd or the 20th. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, China's ahead.
We agree on that. We agreed the seasons and all that stuff. We're still not agreeing on Christmas, but we agree on stuff. But that's one thing that we cannot agree on.
Well, climate control too, put that.
Well, that's that. Sure, it doesn't exist. But even the networks were spilling turkey like the food. They've changed it. Like, well, I've even figured it out. It's Turkey now.
Bitch, I don't know why they changed the name of the country. They changed Kiev too. It's not Kiev.
What?
They changed Kiev. It's like Kiev.
How does that, you know, you go through time or go through, you know, history books, or I guess as we call it now, the internet. It's one word. Thinnernet. The internet.
Yep.
As we go through there, we will see, wow, oh, there's not a country of Persia anymore.
No.
Where did the rugs come from, guys?
Burma is now Myanmar.
Yes.
Like, how did they change?
God, what did Iraq used to be in the Bible? Crap. I should know. My mom. Man, if you come on, you got 3 seconds. I can't think of what it was. Modern day Iraq was some place in the Bible. I forget what it was. But, like, how does that happen? Like, how does. I understand how it happens. Like, usually opposition's overthrown, and they're like, hey, with new leader, I'm doing a very inconspicuous accent there.
Do a Pride Month accent.
What we will do is not only will we come up with a new leader, but we will also change the name of the country. It's a makeover.
Who decides that? How many, like, you know, just we're going to change the name?
Do you vote on that? Now, I do know there's some. Remember, there was one. We used it on Best Damn Audio, which is coming up next hour, by the way. Look at you foreshadowing, Matthew. that there was some town that had an awful name, and the people voted.
Sugar Tit.
No, that's a great
that's
name.
That's a great name.
It really is.
It's a great name. I didn't know it really existed.
I want to, if any bird watchers are listening, any members of the Audubon Society, have you ever seen, or follow me here, have you ever seen a blue tit and sugar tit? Do they migrate there?
Oh, wow.
They're beautiful birds, the blue tits.
Is that a club like the Red Hat Society was? I got to.
That changed definitions over the years, did it not?
Oh, yeah, it did. I got what they used to call Iraq, which we should know this, by the way.
Oh, Jerusalem?
Any history class you take.
No, it's not Jerusalem. What is it?
Starts with an
M. Mongolia.
No.
No, it's not Mongolia, but no. Bad guy.
It's closer to the Chinese side. Mongoloid beef.
No. Oh.
Mesopotamia. Yeah.
Yeah, freaking.
Meso horny.
What's the guy? The guy. He was a giant. They found his ring. Not Nebuchadnezzar. Gosh.
Oh, that was Scrooge.
Oh.
Scrooge.
Oh. He was a giant. He was giant. They dug up his esophagus. Did you hear what I almost just said, guys?
His throat.
You thinking the schnobbles don't
bury
wobble?
Bury me in your throat when I die. Put me in your esophagus.
That's a drop. Mine was sitting.
That's all I'm waiting to happen.
It sounds like a Willie Nelson song. Roll me up and smoke me when I'm gone.
You thinking of Shao Kahn?
No. He's got one of those names where you're like, God, I don't know if it's a real person of history or a Marvel character based on a mythological.
Ralph.
Oh, Ralph is real. Ralph was the name of the wolf in Looney Tunes. Did you know that?
No.
Little known fact, dude.
He wasn't Ralph.
There was already a cartoon called The Wolf, so they couldn't trademark that, so they just gave him the name Ralph Wolf.
Kandahar?
No, the guy, not the place.
Oh.
Anyway, they dug it. I mean,
he led Mesopotamia.
I'm going to Google this like a redneck here.
Yeah, because I don't know who it could be.
King.
And you said he was real tall, real big.
Yeah, they said he was big. A giant. Oh God, what?
He was a real big Iraqi. He was big. They're not really big.
My Echo Dot, as Fat Boy's corrected me now. You're very techie, by the way.
Well, people say the A word, and they're like, oh, what's my new
goal? I know. It's like I'm using a Kleenex right here, but I'm not sure if it is or not. It might just be a Laura Lynn tissue.
Might be one of those special rags.
But in my mind, it's the Kleenex, and in a little while, I got to go Xerox some stuff, and I don't think we even have one of those. I think it's a Canon.
Xerox. It is a Kia Ceramita, to be
honest.
Oh,
is it a Kia Ceramita? That sounds like a damn medicine.
Shout out Major Business Machines. Thank you.
Are you tired of high diabetes but can deal with diarrhea and thoughts of suicide? Ask your doctor about Curacetamina. Curacetamina.
Somebody texted me.
I have a pepper jam.
Who?
Goliath.
No. That's who David tell, hit
text
with
him back
shot.
And say, if you don't know it,
tell them
don't text
no,
him.
You're not getting into heaven. I'm
tell him that was stupid.
Not Nebuchadnezzar. No. That's a good guess. And
spell it with an EW.
Please. I'm surprised this person spelled Nebuchadnezzar right. Look, they're smart people listening to this show.
Nutty. Who is it?
Nutty.
You go to church
Nutty.
And whatnot.
It's not a...
I don't want to.
It's
well,
in the Bible.
I don't know it.
Okay, I'm gonna look this up. Archaeological dig.
Wait, can you just look up who led Iraq or Mesopotamia?
Help him.
Was it a Hussein by chance, like an elder Hussein, and it was passed down through the lineage? Well, it could be Saddam Hussein, maybe.
Saddam Hussein. He played for the Chicago Bears.
That was actually a sandwich.
Gilgamesh.
Yeah!
Gilgamesh.
Now, is it you or is it on the text?
No, I'm just
how did you Google
test.
It? Tell me. Because I put in archaeological dig, big ring of king.
What?
Well, I just what I remember. Have you seen the ring?
No, I got to see what he looks like.
Oh, my God.
Is he as big as Thanos
well,
was?
Well, they didn't have pictures then. It's only like they base it off the engravings and stuff. But like the ring is probably the size of like a...
Oh, this dude was huge.
Yeah,
big.
Man.
He was very big.
The ring alone, like you could wear it. I mean, like you could wear it on your leg. I mean, I don't know about you.
Dude,
if
I
you're
bet
one
this...
of them people on these commercials I watch all morning on the news, you got them huge, gigantic legs.
I bet this dude was slinging heat.
Oh, yeah.
Gilga. He had to have been.
Gilga. Gil. What's up, Gil?
I bet when this dude took a whiz, you had to not go outside
no
for 2 days.
No kidding. Like, he literally put out fires. Mark Hendricks talks about it, corporately.
The epic of
but
Gilga
he literally, Gosh. The epic, yeah.
He looks like he'd be in the bloodline, don't he?
God, he does. He looks like he'd be like Roman Reigns' great-great-great-great-grandma. Or a combination of Roman Reigns and God help me, fat boy. He's giant. He couldn't wrestle worth a damn. Had a strong jaw and he hurt.
Ray Kali?
Yeah!
Punjabi prison.
Punjabi prison.
He is calling you a genius, fat boy.
Hey!
Well, he came over here yesterday. I was having a thing. He came over here. You got to show me how to do that. He tapped buttons on the keyboard here.
So what you got going on here?
Some kind of hack thing.
Tapping some buttons.
I like when people can do that. When they just like hit like hold down control and then hit like. Hey, man, I will hit the control plus V and 8 to make screen larger.
Oh, my God. Gilgamesh is coming.
It's Gilly. Gilly.
It's Gilgamesh. Here I come through the Iraqi valley.
I don't know what first base was back in those days, but God, you hate to be that girl.
First base was up here. Second base was here in the bunt. Well, you know where
I'm
the bunt was.
I'm referring to the size of his ring, though.
He had a big ring. It was vibrating.
Yeah.
Very big, quite frankly. It was a very big ring.
You think the way I pick up women's weird? You should hear the way Gil did it.
Lord of the Rings was about this big Iraqi.
He'd
walk around.
Huge. Like, find his...
With big ears.
Like, find his... It's just odd that they found it, but the ring is now like some kind of, it's...
Is there any sign that he existed? Any kind of proof?
Oh, yeah.
Did he have his own shroud?
But see, that's the weird thing is, like our history like literally just started over. Like, most people's naive minds, mine being included for a long, long time, that literally like we didn't like... No one lived here until 1776. It was just in my mind, in my feeble brain as a child, I thought it was just all engines.
Well,
that wasn't invented yet.
How can they prove that, seriously? That they were here first?
I mean,
what is... Whose word are we going
then,
off of?
Yeah, right?
Think about that, though. Like, there comes the... That's why you got to understand. We see patterns of history. Think about you were a... Native American. You just hanging out here with your squaw. And that now means crying, oddly enough. But your squaw back then. And they're hanging out.
Southerners
taking hitting the peace pipe. They're making arrowheads and stuff.
I love that.
And then suddenly a bunch of honkies come in on boats.
Who are these guys?
And they suddenly start claiming your land and then selling it. Now, that's why we get scared about the immigrants, guys. You got to understand, this has happened before.
Who are these guys with long hair walking around half naked? Who are they? Indians.
How? What do you mean? What do you mean? How? I took a boat here.
We come off boat to make land, have food with you.
Sam Indians. Adams gets off. Not Sam Adams. He wasn't one of the ones.
You're mixing up history here.
See, like the years of like 1492 to 1776, like that was never taught in school.
It's a long stretch, really? Too.
Yeah, but it's a very damn important one. Like, I didn't know about the War of 1812 till I got into high school.
Is that the one where Andrew Jackson killed all the families and the kids?
That was the one that was a big swerve-a-rooney.
That was important, though.
Oh, the guy was evil, and he's on money.
Yeah, yes.
Like, he slaughtered Native American families.
Really? Yes, and he had a lot in common with Danhausen, oddly enough. He also collected teeth.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, nice.
Oh, pretty. Makes me want to run.
What movie?
Probably Bunches.
It was a bunch of them. Now I'm confused. It's not the one I was thinking of.
What do you think? Paige was thinking it was Chariots of Fire.
I was.
I knew it.
Was this the end of Breakfast Club, or was it...
Number was strange.
Obviously, they used Don't You Forget About Me, but was that at the end?
I sing the opposite of this song. If you need help, like, ask a stranger first.
Yeah, don't come to me.
And if they say
be
no,
better off.
I'll be your last resort and the last responder.
But even then, like, I still don't want to do it, just so you know.
No. Like, you'll have to call six times in a row for me to think it's an emergency for me to take the call. I'm kidding about that. Kind of.
God. I can't remember the movie now they used it.
I want to say Valley Girl, but that's way after that. It had that kind of style to it.
Which movie?
I promise you.
I want to, if you're in the...
Napoleon Dynamite? No, I wouldn't... Like, it was in that one, but that's not the one I was thinking
of. If you're
of.
Listening right now, 30 and below, put on a jacket, it's cold. Ooh. Now, it's talking about your age. When you hear a song like this, like, do you like it? Like, these, or do you, you know, say, like, call it homosexual slurs or something? Whatever you would say.
I don't know.
I don't know what kids do. But I don't know. Like, when my dad would play, like, Motown and stuff like that, I loved it.
I know.
But, like, that stuff doesn't generationally... Like, the music is, it's fine. It's just hard to keep up. Like, the guy that died the other day, you were telling me about Fat, I did not know who that guy was. I had never seen him. He's the kind of guy that if I'd seen him before, I would remember him having the straight across bangs.
I didn't know him that well.
With the long mullet. And he died in a helicopter crash.
Yeah, he was over with the younger crowd.
I can't even think of his name now. He looked like Dominic Mysterio, but he was like kind of missing a chromosome, or
look it up.
They were all bent up or something. Oh, God, I see his face. If you find
it.
Okay,
I got it.
Okay.
Okay. What do you want? You want initials?
No, I want to try to say what literally just popped into my head.
Okay.
Oliver Tree?
It is it.
Okay.
Oliver Tree.
Thank gosh.
Not Oliver Garden.
I almost
great
said
restaurant.
Joshua Tree. Which one did they go and do acid at? I can't remember.
Milliken Park.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, they do ass there.
God, but I swear to God, we did not practice that. That's when improv pays off.
We should start cutting hair because it's like a barbershop over there.
We should go downtown and teach class. Anybody
I can't
can.
Afford
we
the
might
parking.
Well.
I can't.
What is it, like $10 an hour?
I don't know. It's high.
Come join our improv. Okay, like, what makes you qualified? I'll go. Did you watch a YouTube short?
I went to one of those one time, and I always thought that I would love to do that, like improv. Like I think I love the challenge. Fatboy hates this. I'll pull the curtain back, Paige. I love open phones. Fatboy seems to not.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Because he's like, oh, this guy wants to talk about this. And I was like,
yeah, well,
it's a challenge. I try to make it. I don't know. I
you got to filter it, and then you got to try to get through as many as you can. Like, yeah. Hey, like, give me a little synopsis.
Yeah. I enjoy trying to, make the traditional chicken salad, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Like, you don't have to ask how you're doing when you call in. Like, you know, if we're not good, we will not be here.
Right.
So it's all good.
But so Most people in improv, though, like, so I'd love that challenge. Matter of fact, we can maybe do it on the radio one day. I need time to prepare myself. But just, you know, hey, you know, this, the, like in marketing college, they would say, sell me this pen. You know, it's the old thing, the elevator pitch, that whole thing. Yeah. So if you said, hey, do a routine on, I'd love that challenge. Not right now. We don't have time.
You know, Jordan Belfort says about that approach, like you have to identify who needs a pen first.
Right.
Before you sell it to him.
Oh, I always am prepared. I'm always prepared for that, if that ever comes up, like the sell me this pen thing. Vince would
try out his announcers and his interviewers.
Now, nowadays, like most of the CEOs are getting axed and stuff, you know.
What, like axed what?
Not questions, but like jobs removed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Be careful what you wish for.
I forget you're younger than me.
This is the song I was thinking of, by the way, Pretty in Pink.
Oh, Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald. I love Molly Ringwald.
An old Ducky.
Ducky.
What's up, Ducky?
Wobble Wobbles.
Andrew McCarthy, too, but he was a dick in that movie.
Yeah, kind of was.
Well,
you know, man, that movie does nothing for me.
Why?
You got to watch it by yourself, you know what I'm saying?
No. I'd have to be like...
Well, I literally thought I said that in my head. Like, not outside.
Wow.
Not allowed.
No, that's one of those movies where it's like, if you know, I'm broke and the only thing I got access to is like YouTube movies and that's the one I can watch free with ads. All right.
Is his DVD drawer.
I hope it's the porn version, but it won't be.
His secret sauce.
Yeah, it's that. You're watching the wrong Pretty in
Pink,
brother.
This isn't Wedding in Pink. Damn. Wedding, I meant. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I can't even make that joke.
This is Two in the Pink. This isn't the movie with Wally Ringwald.
No, this is...
Molly Ringwald.
That was... Oh, that could have been the sequel.
Molly Ringwald.
If you're from another country, call in right now. I want to hear you say Molly Ringwald.
Well, they're all here because, you know, World Cup. Like,
the
from
World
Atlanta.
Cup.
Yeah.
For the World Cup.
Atlanta's our closest
say
side.
World Cup.
World Cup, dude.
World Cup.
You know, again, a bully. I told you. I didn't have to tell you that I went to speech therapy as a young child.
You can't
child.
Say Lamine Yamal either.
No, Lamine Yamal. Who's the guy I was looking up off there?
Lamine Yamal.
I have to ask Google a lot of times.
John Holmes, I think it was.
I have to ask Google how to pronounce.
Randy West, Peter North, Rocco Siffredi.
Kaman Maluwak.
I said, I don't know who that is. I thought you were making...
He played for Duke. I don't know who he plays for in the NBA now. Big, tall...
How do you spell Kaman?
He's from the Sudan.
Like, what years are we talking?
Now.
Okay.
He was a rookie last year, I think, from the Sudan.
And he played college for Duke.
Yeah. Like 7'2", 7'3", big old rascal.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he had. They got him into Duke.
He could wear... God, I've already forgotten. Not Nebuchadnezzar. Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh.
He could wear Gilgamesh's ring.
Oh, Gil. Well, look,
I love this text. As stupid as y'all are, with every show always containing toilet humor, that's in quotes, I do have to say I walk away from the show every day learning something new. Yeah. See?
Yes.
Me too.
That's what it's all about, right?
Me too. Learning is caring, Paige.
It is.
Yes.
It's something like that.
Learning is burning. The choice is yours. Speaking of that, I've got coming up in Best Damn Audio... a bunch of, you know, they don't care that kids do drugs anymore. They don't.
No, they really don't.
They don't, you know, used to at the end of a kid sitcom, like a Saved by the Bell, the characters would come up and sit down, break characters, say, hi, my name's Mark Paul Gosselaar.
By God, they're going to be on a drug somehow. Either they're going to take it somewhere or they're going to tell you they have issues. And, you know, the first thing is to put them on Lexapro or, you know, one of those Prozac.
This episode we just did was Jessie. She had to stay up all night and study.
She's on Emetis.
Took a bunch of caffeine pills. She was so excited. You remember the scene?
I'm so excited.
She just dropped.
She dropped. She collapsed.
Oh.
And then they come on at the end and said, hey, my name ain't really Screech. My name's Dustin Diamond. I sound like a male stripper with that name, but clearly I won't be.
I was about to say, one turned into a stripper.
It sounds like Dirk Diggler too much, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But don't
like
do
a slur.
Drugs, kids. But these clips that I'm going to play in Best Damn Audio are from the late 80s, early 90s of some of the biggest stars in the world telling you not to do drugs. And many of them did not listen to what they were talking about.
They were hypocrites.
Yeah.
You're talking about, you know, Hypocrites, yeah.
Like some HIPAA. Said. Yeah, don't break mine, please.
Canceling a cable bill. You know how much of a pain in the ass that used to be?
Let me tell you what's a canceling in a bank account. I had a savings account I've had since I was 15 years old.
Shout out Woodforest.
But it's not my main savings account anymore. But I've always just kept it open or whatever.
Yeah.
There's literally, the only thing that goes in there is to keep my change thing. When I get gas or something, I'll go like a penny over, so I'll say $0.09. Well, so it's got like $140 in it or whatever. And I go online, I want to cancel this account, transfer everything over.
Yep.
You need to call a specialist. I said, okay, I'll call a specialist. I have to go to their website and make an appointment date to do it. I'm like, what?
They can't verify. No banks can verify anybody anymore unless you go in person.
I'll tell you.
I don't know what that is.
I didn't like it at the time, but I have to say, Planet Fitness not ever letting you cancel your membership made me stay going to the gym. I really
the
did.
The leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Gentlemen, this is something I need to tell you. You can't massage everything with an item in your home. There's things you need to be very careful with.
You got to take the, what do they call the meat beaters? It's like a big hammer.
What? Tenderizer?
Yeah, that's it.
You don't massage anything with that.
Actually, I bet you that would feel pretty good if you take it to the leg or like the inner thigh.
Yeah, because that dominatrix came in here that time, had the paddle with the little, it looked like nothing. Like the little tiny spikes on there.
She said... Do you throw a football with your kid and it's got spikes on it?
Yeah.
Or something?
Does it go in every aspect? Like, is there spikes on your steering wheel? Like, oh, this hurts so much to drive. Ah! I turn the heater on the seat when it's summertime. Ah!
Do you remember the one Dom that was in here? She had her lips pierced. He had the Prince Albert going, and then she said they use electricity when she's...
Yeah, that little shocking thing felt good, though.
That one girl, though, like, she didn't have them in, but she pierced her mouth shut. She had the piercings there. She had the sides in, and then she connected her mouth. Was shut.
Like Strange Land.
Yeah. She's tiring.
I don't know. Like, you're taking away the most important part of her.
Right. Why are you doing that?
Remember the chick in National Geographic?
She had a mute button, that'd be fine.
She had a frisbee in her lip. That's what you want to get a hold of.
A what?
The chick in National Geographic that had a frisbee in her lip.
Oh, God.
It was tribal or whatever, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That looked painful.
She swallowed Gilgamesh's ring.
She did. She swallowed something in Gilgamesh's.
If I keep saying it over and over again, I'll never forget it.
Well, the reason why I brought this up, not using things that's not intended for your body.
Yoga.
Is because this guy in Scotland messed his eyes up.
Gilgamesh Beach Killer, we called him.
Gilga Radner. How'd he mess up his eyes?
Well, because he tried to use a massage gun on his eyeballs.
Oh, my God. Dude, I have one of these.
He's going to be okay.
It sounds like a Jackass stunt. Hey, Steve-O, how'd you lose your eye?
I got a massage gun, dude, right in the eye.
We used to do it with the hair. We'd come up and shave your head. Now they just punch you in the eye with a massager.
Just punch you in the back of the neck, man. It's like it hurts the whole time.
Turned Steve-O into Trump.
Yeah, we love getting punched.
Steve-O sounds like Joey Lauren Adams' brother.
That's the way he talks, dude. Yeah, you know.
Joey Lauren Adams. His name. That's both their names.
Joey Lawrence Adams. That's freaking Blossom's brother.
Oh, boy.
We love Blossom. It was a good show. She was a lesbian. She turned out to be a scientist.
I saw him the other day. He's bald.
Brother was a drug addict.
I sound like Balin now. He's bald.
You're bald.
He's completely...
Tap that rotisserie chicken.
Completely bald. He looks like he could play like Jeff Bezos in a movie now. Although Bezos getting a beard now. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Ooh,
oh, I'm kidding.
What does that
I'm
mean?
A Prime member. I can make that joke.
That's right.
You're a Prime member. Money. See, like
the day's coming up. It's like WrestleMania. It's more than one day.
You're bald. Tap that ticket.
He learned that from women who do birthday week. You know, Amazon Prime week. Not just the day's week.
Dude, I thought I was the only one that did this stuff. I have a massage gun, which I use every day.
Yeah.
Where do you use it?
Well, I use it on my face, but I like the ear.
I was going to say cube steak.
Because if you use it on the ear and you turn it up to 20, that's as high as it goes. it kind of feels like somebody's punching you in the ear, but it feels good. Then it gets real warm and hot because of the blood. You
how
know?
Back? How far has it come back? Like, how far is the thrust? Like, is it just like
not much? Just like little rabbit
okay.
punches.
Yeah. Okay. It's yeah. not just like wham.
Yeah. Oh no, no, not like that. But it's potent. It's powerful. It goes up to 20.
Careful on your face. You don't want to bruise your face.
It feels so good. Plus, if you press it in, it goes harder.
Yeah.
So if you do it right in the middle of the chest, it kind of feels like you don't have breath.
Those are the ones that you use like on your feet or something.
I never use it there.
What is the intent for the, like, just for, like, back and...
To smooth out pain.
Yeah, but now some people will tell you, you know, it's not good for you to be pounding the muscles like that, no. But it feels good.
I got this thing. I speaking of the Zahn, I bought it from the Zahn. I saw a little Instagram ad for it, and I was like, why not? If they sell on Amazon, it must be real. It's better than Temu. And
it's American, at least.
It showed this somewhat. Lady, this Asian lady, talking about like how you roll fat out.
How could you tell?
How could I tell? Well, she wasn't wearing sunglasses.
Did you see the meme of the Asian kid and the Asian man? And the kid says, "Dad, why do people think we all look alike?" And then he says, "I'm your neighbor."
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. Oh, my word.
Oh, my God. Well, if the guys in it were really, then they can do that. You know, it's fine.
So back to the story about the guy using the massage gun on his eyeballs. He went to the ophthalmologist complaining of increasing floaters and flashing lights in his right eye over,
he went to the wrong doctor
about a week.
Talking about floaters.
And he said he hadn't
had called Roto-Rooter.
He said he hadn't had any eye or head injuries.
Wego troubles.
His family didn't have a history of eye disorders, and the doctor took a close look at his eyes, and both eyes were in terrible shape. His right eye said he had retinal tears, widespread bruising, and a condition called retinal dialysis.
You know, I'm going to have my old school Appalachian talk. I call him an eye doctor. I gotta go back soon. Doctor. Like I told you, like within a year or two, like they said you're going to have cataract surgery. Oh God, I don't know how bad that is. Like it sounds awful, like you getting operated on your eyeballs.
So they told you have a cataract, and you go, no, it's a Lincoln Continental.
Booyah!
I stole that from Sopranos, by the way. It's Uncle Junior.
I thought
joke.
You were going to do the Price is Right AI video. It's like, so what do you do for a living? I'm a pirate. Oh, you go and rob ships? No, I fly an airplane.
Dang it.
So eventually,
I don't even have to describe it, do it.
This guy admitted to the doctor that he had been trying to soothe his tired eyes with a percussive massage gun, and the doctors use laser treatments to mend the retinal tears and seal the break. His vision was preserved, so he was lucky.
Wow.
So do not use that on your eyeballs.
I'm telling you, it sounds
meanwhile,
stupid.
Meanwhile, his eyeballs smell like his wife's rear end.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.